Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bedtime Stories for Grown-Ups, edited by Ben Holden, read by Gareth Armstrong, Sandra Duncan, Luke Thompson, Esther Wayne, and Ben Holden.
Introduction. Seize the Night.
Wallace Stevens wrote, "The house was quiet, and the world was calm. The reader became the book, and summer night was like the conscious being of the book. The house was quiet, and the world was calm."
While I sleep, I have no fear, nor hope, nor trouble, nor glory. God bless the inventor of sleep, the cloak that covers all man's thoughts, the food that cures all hunger, the water that quenches all thirst, the fire that warms the cold that cools the heart, the common coin, in short, that can purchase all things, the balancing weight that levels the shepherd with the king, and the simple with the wise. From Don Quixote by Cervantes.
Each evening, before the lights are turned out, but after the blind is drawn, I read my young children a story. The long day done, they quieten down and listen to me. They sometimes hang on my every word, if it is an especially good tale, interrupting me only to ask valid and wide-eyed questions, such as, "In real life, what does that mean?" Little do they know that the true joy of our routine is mine. I love curling the words out for them, my inner troubadour piping up as I too, the writer's mouthpiece, grow absorbed in the stories. Sometimes I have been known to make one up myself for them, my brain rushing to and fro to find the right twists and turns. More often than not, though, we will read a classic. Many of them I recall from my own childhood. Old favourites that I have dusted off, Lear, Wilde, Barry, Dahl, and the like, remember themselves to me, unheard from since I was a boy. Characters will jump out from behind corners of the page, smilingly, exclaiming,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"